welcome to another episode of Gamer's Point of View. Man, it's been a while since our last episode. What, it's been a few months? Half a year? Almost a year? I can't remember. But for those of you that are new to the show, my name's Sandman. Joining me today, we've got Esco from Virginia. What up, Esco?
What's going on, people?
Also, we've got Alex from Orlando. Lex Yayo, what up?
What's good, everybody? How's everybody doing out there?
Are we good? I think we good. Also, we've got Blip. Blip74, what's up, Blip? You from Pennsylvania?
What's up? Holding this pitch talk down.
We're also joined by Snake from Manchester. Snake, what up?
Yo, what's up? What's up?
What up, what up? All right, so, holy shit. We tried to get this thing going by 12 o'clock midnight. I came online 12:30. We jumped on a Skype. We tried recording at 1 o'clock. Didn't work. We tried recording at 2 o'clock. Didn't work. Up Skype. Now we're on TeamSpeak. It's 2:50 in the fucking morning. We're recording a podcast at 3 in the morning. Holy shit.
Ain't that crazy.
You know what? We got to get it out there. So that's what's up. Tonight we're going to be talking about games. To start off, let's start off with what you've been playing. Esco, what games have you been playing lately?
Dead Space 2, and I'm loving it.
Dead Space 2.
Loving it, man.
Good. How about you, Lex?
Oh, man, I've been playing that Crysis 2 multiplayer demo. A little bit of NBA 2K11, and I've been playing Little Big Planet 2 with wife.
What you, Snake?
I've been playing Gran Turismo 5 and Dead Space 2. Just started that shit today.
Dead Space 2, again. And need I ask, Blip, what you've been playing?
Super Street Fighter 4.
That ain't changed.
Yeah, that game's good. So for people that are familiar with the show, Blip's always playing that Street Fighter, just like I'm always playing Call of Duty.
Yo, but I have been playing that Killzone 3 beta to knock off the rest before the big release.
Right on. Killzone 3 beta. Yo, Killzone 3 is going to be sick, but we'll talk a little bit about that later on. But yeah, what games have come out lately? Two of us have played Dead Space 2, right? How's that game coming? I really want to try it. It came out, what, January 25th?
Yeah. Tuesday? Yeah, January 25th.
What you guys think of it so far?
So far, I'm liking the game. I'm liking the graphics. Scary shit.
I know playing the demo, man. Oh my god, playing the demo is scary as fuck. Here's what.
Yeah, in the first couple of, like in the first 5 minutes, you're gonna jump. Especially if you're playing with some Triton headsets, you will jump.
For real, man. I wanna get this game, yo. I wanna get this game and play this after work, like after midnight, when it's nice, dark out, you know. Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to try this game.
Just make sure not to play this shit around any kids.
Is it really gory?
Hell yes.
This
gory
one's pretty good.
Is not the word.
Also, January 18th was a release date for Little Big Planet 2. I know I got that game. I've been playing it. Anyone else?
I've been loving Little Big Planet. Especially wifey. She loves the game, man. She's like addicted to it.
Girlfriend's into that shit too.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with Little Big Planet, but Little Big Planet, man. They're doing something right. They know what they're doing.
How's the multiplayer with it? You know, like when I had Little Big Planet, we had a problem with like getting three people or four people on the map.
Not having a problem at once.
I haven't experienced any multiplayer problems because I haven't played any multiplayer. But usually you'll see it all over the internet about the multiplayer is messed up or something like that. But you haven't really heard anything about stuff being wrong, so I doubt that the online multiplayer part of the game is messed up.
I haven't really had a problem. But yo, man, the amount of different kind of game types that are pushed into this game, like even in the storyline, yo, even in the main story, playing that basketball, man, I could play that basketball mini game for hours. That shit is just, it's fun. Having, even when you have, like, I had my girlfriend, my brother, we're all just competing to get points, and that game's addicting. Also,
how many players does Little Big Planet have?
How many players? Let me look at the back of the case.
I think it's 1 to 4 players. Local
and 1 to 4 network. Yeah, it's like 1 to 4 players. It's a fun game.
It's dope as hell.
Also, a good recent release, DC Universe Online, came out January 11th.
Okay.
Anyone here tried that?
Besides the beta, nope.
Only the beta.
I haven't even tried the beta. What I hear, it's a legit game. It's from what I hear, it's good. It's
one
yeah,
bad
man.
Part about it, you gotta pay.
That's why I wasn't into it.
And this coming games that are coming out lately, man, it's I really want to get a lot of them. Just here, Dead Space 2, I want to buy. Little Big Planet 2, I bought. And within the coming few months, man, we've got in February, we've got what? Test Drive Unlimited 2 coming out February 8th. I really can't wait for that. And also in February,
Big Monster, Killzone 3.
Killzone 3, February 22nd.
And Bulletstorm.
Bulletstorm, yeah.
Same day as Killzone.
I heard Bulletstorm was pretty shitty, though.
It's alright, man.
All I know is there's a lot of games that's coming out, and there's gonna be a lot of broke gamers out there. So make sure you save your money.
I'm gonna be one of those broke gamers because I'm
really,
buying every
what?
Single collector
after
edition.
February, after February, going into March, we got Crysis 2. I don't know if you guys are. Well, hold up, Lex. You've been into the beta, right?
Yeah, I'm playing the multiplayer beta right now.
March 22nd, the game drops. So do you think the game is anywhere close to being ready?
It's ready. But there's a lot of problems with the game. It ain't as visually great like how they make it out to be, but the game does look good. There's some balancing that needs to be done in the game, but besides that, the game is pretty dope. I wouldn't buy it because I'd rather buy Killzone and worry about Portal besides that, because I'm not going to have all these damn shooters out there, and plus I have games that I haven't even beaten yet. So I don't even think I'm going to get Crysis 2. It's a good rent, and if somebody wants a different shooter, Crysis 2 is the way to go, though.
But Crysis 2, from looking at the trailer, the game looks really good. I love the first Crysis. I like Crysis. I like Crysis Warhead. Had them both on the PC. I was a really big fanatic, but I mean, in February, having both Test Drive and Killzone come out, and then March.
And then March.
Yo, don't forget Marvel vs. Capcom 3. That's in February.
Oh, yeah, forgot about Marvel.
God damn it, bloody broke.
Well, you know what else is coming out in April, though, right?
Mortal Kombat.
We got Mortal Kombat. Mortal Storm Apocalypse. Portal 2.
Yo, Soulcom's coming out in April.
Soulcom, oh my god.
Portal 2 is better than all of them.
Well, I know that, but I mean, still, Soulcom something, man.
There's no date yet for SOCOM, is there?
April 21st, I think.
Yeah, the big question.
SOCOM trailer, though, looks hot.
Big question about Portal is, though, which version are you going to buy?
Hey, you know what? That's a good question because Portal 2 on the PS3 is to feature cross-platform multiplayer. Chat and gameplay. And if you buy it on the PlayStation 3, it comes with a free Steam copy for the PC and Mac. You'll get multi-platform gameplay and chat for PlayStation, PC, and Mac. And unfortunately, there's no support for that cross-platform ability on the Xbox 360. But, I mean, I don't know. It looks good. I like the first Portal. Like you beat it.
Portal 2 is gonna be.
Yeah, dope. I finished the first part. I got all the way to the end, so the end credits and everything.
We're saying, Lex?
So Portal 2 is gonna be dope, man. Portal 1 was just, it was something different. It was a first-person shooter, but it was something different. It gave you a story. It gave you twist. Now with these two different, you know what I mean, matters that's being evolved now. You got the blue matter and you got the orange matter. You know, bouncing, sliding, and all this other crazy shit. It's just. It's going to get more deep and going to leave you a lot of more thought to, you know what I mean, complete this game.
That's what's good about that game, man. It really have to think of shit. It's a puzzle. That's really what it is. A lot of fun.
Yeah. And it's dope too. And plus, you know, it has the Steam features where, you know, you can do cross-platform on PC and Mac. The whole thing is, will that ever come to the PS3 on other titles?
Probably. I mean, Valve titles, yeah. If they have a release left for that, I can see it coming. But any other title from some other, like I said, yeah, I doubt they'll do that.
You know what nobody's talking about anymore? Is Rage. What? When is that coming out?
Rage.
Remember that John Carmack shooter? Everybody was so hyped and talking about it. Oh, it's this many discs and this and that. You don't remember Rage?
It's a first-person shooter.
Anyway, when was it supposed to come out?
I don't know. The game is lost in the sauce. Nobody even... It's not on anybody's radar anymore.
I found the website.
Anyway, my question to you guys is, in April, there's three big games coming out. MotorStorm, Portal, and SOCOM. Three big games in 1 month. If you were to choose, which one would it be?
All three of them, baby.
Coming out September 13th of this year.
Age September?
Yep. But Death is making it.
There's your question. There's your answer, Blip.
And no one's gonna get it.
Nope.
I think some Xbox cats will get it, because their exclusive lineup is kind of looking pretty weak.
Well, what games are coming out in September?
September? I don't know. That's a good question. I didn't go that far. I stopped at May, and you know what's coming out in May. Does anyone here know what's coming out in May?
Not another Call of Duty.
All I'm worrying about is Portal 2. That's it.
Have you guys forgotten about Duke Nukem Forever? Was no one here a Duke Nukem fan?
Fuck Duke Nukem.
That was my first, PC game.
We've been waiting, 13 years for this game?
That was my very first PC game I played on my PC.
Yeah, me too. Well, I don't know if it was my first, but it was one of the first.
No, that was my first game.
Duke Nukem Forever, May 3rd.
I want to see them do a new Doom with this updated graphics.
That's coming.
Eventually, it should.
It should come. We'll see how things turn out.
Anyway.
It would be good if they put that to the move as a hardcore title, because it's kind of just on rails.
How are you going to release a hardcore title on the move?
Yeah, because it's on rails. You know, you could put Doom on for the move.
You got SOCOM on the move. Why can't Doom be on the move?
Yeah, but on rails for a hardcore audience? I don't know. Rails and a hardcore audience, that's kind of two different things.
That's what Dead Space Extraction is.
And who bought that?
Comes with Dead Space 2.
It comes with Dead Space 2. Bonus.
The fuck do we segue into NGP?
We just talk about it because it's a piece of shit.
Hey, I'm disrespecting my PSP 2. Come on now.
Oh, everyone should know by now.
Fanboy feathers riled up.
Everyone should know by now. Fuck, man, let me speak. Team speak. Everyone should know by now, if they visited the site, they see that article about the NGP, the next generation portable. Basically, Sony PSP 2. No release date, no price, but we've got hardware.
They think of release date in November.
Oh, they gave release date.
They didn't say November, they said holiday. They said holiday.
Yeah, they say holiday season.
I think it was on GameSpot. I saw November. I think they're gonna launch it date and date with what's it called? Uncharted 3.
No, I doubt they'll do that. They don't want to take money away from Uncharted 3.
Anyway, what do you guys think of the NGP?
Everything is assumptions.
What I think is,
you're kind of trying to introduce a new portable, and you don't want to give out too much information. You just want to tease people. But with the information that they gave the people, there's more questions to be had, and nothing really nothing to be excited about, because it's been shit we've been screaming about for 3 years, and they've been introducing PSPs every other year with none of the features that this PSP 2 has. Like, we should have been had dual analog.
How can you introduce a dual analog to a system that's already in the market? You can't do it.
No. When the PSP Go dropped, there's no reason why it shouldn't have had dual analog.
You can't stick another analog stick on there. It wouldn't work.
Is it a game?
No, what I'm saying is they had ample time to come out with a portable system that had a lot of those features that are currently going to be on the PSP 2.
If they had a lot of that time, it'll be just a PSP 2 they release. They can't add buttons or any, you know, certain, like, for instance, the trophies and the messaging and all that would not work on the PSP, because the one that we've got now, because it doesn't have enough RAM.
No, what I'm saying is...
No, what you're saying is you're wrong. Okay?
No, I'm not wrong.
Yeah, you are.
What I'm saying is they came out with the PSP. By the time the PSP 2000 or 2001, whatever the hell they want to call it, instead of just giving us a mic on some versions and stuff like that, we shouldn't have to scream to Sony every year, you need to put dual analog on it. They never give it to
us. They can't do that. They couldn't do it. They've already sold shitloads, about 20 million fucking PSP, maybe even more. That means all those 20 million
people... That's an excuse. That is an excuse.
It's not, it fucks everything up.
So you're saying it fucks it up by them putting dual analog on it now?
No, it fucks things up for developers as well. For instance, they release a game that supports dual analog, right? And then they've got to think about it. They've got to say, hold on, what about the other 20 million people? They want to buy the game. They won't buy it because, you know, you got to think of it things like they just can't add a dual analog fucking halfway down the lifeline.
What he's saying is that it's in the middle of the PSP's lifespan. It couldn't upgrade with an extra analog stick because
what
the rest of them would be left
is,
out.
I'm going to make an excuse for Sony for them shortchanging me.
It's not an excuse.
It just can't be done because you basically, when you do shit like that, developers will be even more scared for releasing the fucking game. They'll have to decide which one they're going to release it for.
They weren't ready to put the PSP down. They were still on the PSP money train. They're waiting for the PSP 2.
There were no money train. The only reason why it's in second place next to the Nintendo Portable is because there's nothing to rival it.
Yeah, but that second place is 60 million consoles. Which other handheld has done that? Next to
what other handheld is there? If you got nothing to choose from, you're going to pick it up. No,
hold on. There was a game.
There was more than two handhelds out there before.
There was the Atari fucking thing, whatever. That died. There was the
Neo Geo Pocket.
That fucking died. No one was able to stand up to Nintendo, and then you got Sony coming out with the PSP.
And they still can't stand up to Nintendo.
What do you mean they can't stand up? They sold 60 million consoles. That's why I don't understand when people... 60 million.
Zero.
That's not a small number. That's a fucking big number. And for a first attempt at a portable market?
We'll never see eye to eye, but I'm not impressed.
You're not impressed with fucking CPU they're putting that bitch? What, 64 fucking, not 64, quad-core CPU, quad-core GPU?
You don't know nothing about that. You don't know anything about that.
That has no bearing on me. I'm not impressed by, you know, you come out and you wave some games and graphics and all that stuff. You show me a handheld device that looks shitty. It doesn't look like the concept art that we've seen for the
concept
past few years.
Exactly, it wasn't developed by Sony.
Exactly, the fans, have a better design team than Sony does.
One thing you gotta remember
fans have a better design team than Sony does.
What you gotta remember,
that PlayStation,
fit that in there? And they'll have the heat issues, they'll have all these issues. You gotta, when you design something, you gotta put all that in the fucking bucket. Think about it, will this work in that design?
We'll see.
Excuse
because
after excuse.
They had a design. The early design was more like a PSP Go design, which they had, which the developers got hold of. But it was overheating, so they had to change the design again.
Okay, so they make the design a little bit bigger. It doesn't look right.
It looks perfect.
In my opinion, it just doesn't look good. The word PlayStation.
It doesn't
on
look
the front
good.
Of it looks like it was taped on. It just doesn't
talking
look
about
good.
The two?
Yeah,
the PlayStation 2. How it says PlayStation 2. At the bottom of the screen.
That's what do they call it? A prototype. They'll fucking change that.
They better change that.
I don't think it looks horrible.
The design of the system's gonna stay the same, but maybe button placement, so say, you know, like the way it's PlayStation, that'll be changed.
It looks bad.
We'll put it up to a vote. We're gonna do a poll on the site. You going down?
Yo, check out that poll. Check out that poll and give us your feedback. What do you think?
Bad mouth for Sony and shit.
Isn't that
what
bad
talking
mouth
about?
Sony?
I'm talking.
It's about having an opinion.
Your opinion is wrong.
Nobody
no,
here except
not.
For me is allowed to bad mouth Sony because y'all are PlayStation fanboys. I'm the only one that likes Xbox.
Man, you're
you can like whatever you want to like.
I'm buying Xbox on Monday.
Buying Xbox on Monday?
Yep, I'm breaking down.
Why?
My coworkers want me to get it if I can pick Gears of War.
That's legit, yo. Xbox 360, party chat, I smell a convert.
He's gonna convert.
I smell shit.
There's no way in hell we'll convert.
Well, hey, listen. You guys are going to hate me, though. I can't say that.
You can say whatever you want to say.
Oh, hey, look. I bought PlayStation 3 the week it came out, right? I've been playing it forever. 2 months ago, I mean, I didn't even tell. Like, I've touched the Xbox. I wasn't feeling it. 2 months ago, I acquired one for free. Bought Xbox Live. Ever since then, I've bought one PlayStation title, and that's an exclusive, Little Big Planet 2. Everything else I've bought for the Xbox 360 because Xbox Live. Yeah, basically because of Xbox Live.
Traitor.
Okay, let me address it. Two things. Everything free is always better. Even food that you get free tastes better than food that you pay for. Okay, that's one thing. Xbox Live is probably fantastic. It's features. There's features that we've been screaming for on the PS3. But since you're a Call of Duty head and that's your main game, I mean, what else can you scream to? Are you looking forward to playing Alan Wake? I mean, name some exclusives.
Alan Wake, actually, have you seen it?
Have
you actually
seen it?
Seen it being played? Not watching videos. Have you been next to someone playing it?
Yeah.
Okay, I have too. It looks interesting. I want to play it.
It looks interesting, but it's not something that I want to drop $300 for and a $60 subscription for.
Well, I'm not saying... Tell you the truth, I don't like me. Stop clicking. Talk. I hear myself talk. I only have one Xbox exclusive, and it's Halo Reach. Everything else is multi-platform, but it's on the PlayStation. It's on the Xbox.
Yeah, that's great. If you want to tend to just buying multi-platform games, it's a great system for that. But if you,
I'm not knocking PlayStation exclusives. PS exclusives are awesome. I'm just saying, I don't know, the experience that I'm getting for both consoles, I'm kind of liking the Xbox experience a little better. Right now, at least. I don't know if PlayStation has anything up their sleeve, but...
PlayStation has anything up their sleeve? God damn, the amount of games they got coming out?
I mean, home?
Not
home?
Really, just...
Home?
The only
That's
thing PlayStation has up their sleeve is exclusives. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what separates the consoles.
PlayStation has a huge exclusive lineup this year, don't they?
Yeah, man.
Does anyone know it? You actually should look at it.
It's not that large. It's not that large in comparison to the multi-platforms that are coming out.
Yeah, but multi-platforms come out on both consoles. We're talking about exclusives. Come on, man. Get with the program.
Yeah, I know. It's not that large in comparison to the AAA multi-platforms that are coming out this year.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Multi-platform available on both consoles. We don't have to worry about that.
They are available on both consoles, but still till this day, the multi-platform titles that come out are much better on the 360.
Not all. I mean, Dead Space is better on PS3.
That's only because EA... And what was that other Activision? They made that partnerships at last year's E3.
Activision.
So EA. Activision made a deal with 360, and EA made a deal with.
That's another thing about the 360. The 360 is not afraid to shell out cash to get exclusive shit.
You see, the thing is...
Exclusive shit for a month.
Sorry. Timed exclusive. Not exclusive, timed exclusive.
Hold on. What exclusives have you bought for this year? You haven't bought any.
Map pack. Call of Duty. The Call of Duty map pack is coming out a month early on Xbox.
It's a map pack.
Instead, on the Xbox side, you'll get Microsoft spending $500 million on Kinect advertising rather than fucking hardcore games.
Ooh, that's a good... Has any of you guys played Kinect?
No, but
of course
I
you have.
I mean, I played at E3.
What the fuck kind of question is this? Of course you guys have.
I played at E3 and after E3.
Yo, let me tell you about Kinect, man. I've broken one plate. I've fallen on my ass two times. Kinect
did you
is
see the
video
fun. He smacked his daughter.
Oh yeah, yo, it was on Philblog too. That game is fun, but I mean, I don't see myself playing it 6 months down the road, but. It's fun for now.
That's why they haven't got that many exclusives out this year. What they've got, Gears of War, but which isn't even funded by them. But Epic for starters. There are Forza. That's the only one that's funded by them. What other games?
Oh,
what actual games do they got coming out?
Forza. Don't even get me started on Forza, dude. Forza is so much better than Gran Turismo 5.
I want to get me going now, so shut the fuck up. You know, and I ain't falling for it.
No, we're gonna shoot him tonight.
But anyhow, like I was saying, what are the games that they got coming out? By Microsoft. Exclusives.
Kingdoms.
Funded by Microsoft.
Kingdoms. We don't know
nothing
about
it.
That is, for number one, that isn't funded by Microsoft. It's an EA game.
We're getting Sniper Ghostwire.
Well, then I don't know.
The games I'm saying is Microsoft Studios. What games are they?
Is it Kingdoms Microsoft Studios?
No, it's not. It's done by the guys who made Crysis, and they work for EA.
I'm a Microsoft.
Well, I can't
Studios.
Think of anything besides Gears 3.
Gears 3, that's done by Epic.
Microsoft doesn't have any first-party studios.
Okay, how about Battlefield 2142? Crysis, Fear.
What Fear? Fear what?
Fear 3.
There's a lot of games coming out. A lot of games are coming out.
The multi-platform title, like I said, the AAA multi-platform titles that are coming out this year rival the exclusives that are coming out for the PS3.
No, but see, we don't need to argue that one, because like I said, they're available on both consoles. We're arguing that. We know that already. What we were arguing were the exclusives.
Okay.
I understand that. But
Zoo Tycoon 2.
Also, can say that the multi-platform titles on the 360 are still to this day better on the 360, even though they're available on the PS3.
Other titles are pretty much the same.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Graphics. Graphics, frame rate, everything.
Titles are you talking about?
Call of Duty Black Ops.
We know about that.
Much better on the 360. Crysis 2, we don't know what that's gonna be like. Even Super Street Fighter runs better on the 360.
Why is everyone buying on the PS3 then?
Buying what?
FIFA.
Because in tournament play, it's played on the PS3 as of, I forget the date. But most of it had to do with it being
Japanese,
tournament play at
Japanese
EVO and stuff.
Game.
It was at PS3. But it started off real heavily on the 360. And if you follow the streams, most of your tournament players play it on the 360.
The game outsold the 360 from the get-go.
You should name this episode Snake vs. Blip.
Fucking is Snake, because I'm just trying to explain something, he's not getting it.
Yo, you can see who creates rooms in here. This Jax, he created a blue.
What the fuck are we talking about now?
I've been lost.
These channels that are open in TeamSpeak.
Yeah, I've been lost for
Yo,
a while.
Yo, all I gotta say, Simon, you got a lot of editing to do.
Oh, dude, it's gonna be such a bitch. He did not follow the fucking list at all.
I hadn't even looked at the list, but you had it.
I've been looking at the list. We were
that's
at the NG.
That's why I said we should do it fucking tomorrow, because I knew if I set myself up, I'm gone. I'm going to be fucking arguing like fuck.
We're still here. Are we just going to stop talking?
Yeah. I'm thinking of something to say, fuck.
No, I have to hold the space bar every time I talk.
That's fucking up the whole conversation, too.
And yeah, we just stop and we just start thinking about what we're going to talk about. I think we should end up just. I think we should just end this show right now, or just keep on talking and arguing, keep looking at, listening to Blip and Snake go at it and chew each other's heads off.
1, 2, 3, go.
Oh no! But everybody's getting tired. It's 3:30 in the morning. You know, it's been a while since we've been back on a GPOV, but you know, we have to get back into the things. You know, we're not fully ready for it. Just give us about one more show and we should be back on the road. It's been a while.
Back on our tracks and you guys have to follow the fucking list.
Man, when you come up with some shitty fucking argument, I'm fucking going off the list, man. Fuck that. You get me into an argument, you fucked.
That's the whole thing, man. Like, when we're arguing, you gotta know how to keep on track. But just, you can't do that. You can't keep on track sometimes when you're just arguing in video games.
But the last thing that we have on the list before we go is if you guys haven't seen already, the site has a new look. Special thanks to Esco. Special thanks to everyone, actually. Shit, putting in work.
Yeah, everybody put ideas.
If any of you guys, any of you listeners, have any suggestions, email me at sandman@gamesonsmash.com or Esco at, what's your email address?
Esco@gamesonsmash.com.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. Yeah, if you guys have any suggestions, hit us up on an email.
Yep, and if you want to be a guest, just hit Sandman up.
Yeah, shit, if you want to be a guest on the show, if you want your voice heard, hit me up and send me an email, and we'll you'll be part of the chaos that is recording this podcast. But until next time,
it's very chaotic.
Oh my god, that's an understatement. But go ahead. Until next time, we will be, I think we out. Is that it?
Hey, I guess look, that's it.
You guys gonna argue anymore?
We're gonna be having a gamer night for Killzone 3 when it drops.
Killzone 3
gamer. So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, be on the lookout for that.
Killzone 3, a test drive.
And that's how we're gonna end the show. Everybody got a shout out? Anybody got shout outs? Esco, shout outs?
Shout out to, let me see, who's on there? To CFDog22. Late ECI worst case, the whole DOS crew. What the hell is that noise?
What about you, Blip? You got any shout outs?
Yeah, I got a shout out to Valerie.
Valerie?
Who's Valerie?
I have no idea.
Is that one of your little Twitter friends?
I don't know.
Nah, get glue.
Get glue friend.
Yeah, I know. Who the hell has
good
blue friends?
That's
Valerie. Yeah, Valerie, her thing is Valique, but her real name is Valerie.
Well, shout out to Valerie, aka Valique. And what about you, Snake? You got any shout outs?
Yeah, shout out to my boys over at DLB Network.
That's it? Just the DLB Network? Nobody else?
And all the people on my friends list, man. That's like 100 people.
So everybody on Snake's PSN friend list and everybody on Steam as well. What about you, Sandman?
I got to shout out the whole GOS crew for putting in work on getting the site up and running. And whoever listens to this episode, shout you out. Add me on fucking Twitter, yo. I need some followers. What do I got, like, I have like 7 followers or some shit. It's
man, you don't post shit.
You need to start posting more shit on your Twitter account, man. Scream to the world what your Twitter account.
My Twitter account is Christopher Kavner. My name, Christopher Kavner.
That's why.
One of the things I like to say is, man, if you want me to follow you, I expect you to follow me back.
I will follow for follow.
That's why to this day you're not following me.
I didn't know you had Twitter, motherfucker.
If I'm following you, you should fucking know I'm following you.
You're not following me. That's all. That's
Sandman's Twitter illiterate.
I know.
Well, I'm not like
you. I got a couple of shout outs. I want to shout out to the whole Games on Smash crew, man. Everybody put in work. Everybody put in great ideas to make this site keep on moving where we at. We're going to keep on pushing and we're going to get back to where we at. Best believe that. Shout out to the Iron Star movement. Shout out to Coalition. Shout out to the Bitbag. Shout out to everybody that's on Twitter that follows me. So follow me, Lex_407. Lex_407. And that's about it, man. Shout out to everybody that's trying to just make it big and make it into this industry and keep on pushing.
See you at PAX.
Peace.
Peace.
Thing going up, baby.